Alice thought she had never seen such a curious croquet ground in her life. It was all ridges and furrows. The croquet balls were live hedgehogs, and the mallets live flamingos. And the soldiers had to double themselves up and stand on their hands and feet to make the arches. The chief difficulty Alice found at first was in managing her flamingo. She succeeded in getting its body tucked away comfortably enough under her arm, with its legs hanging down. But generally, just as she had got its neck nicely straightened out and was going to give the hedgehog a blow with its head, it would twist itself round and look up into her face with such a puzzled expression that she could not help bursting out laughing. And when she got its head down and was going to begin again, it was very provoking to find that the hedgehog had unrolled itself and was in the act of crawling away. Besides all this, there was generally a ridge or a furrow in the way wherever she wanted to send the hedgehog to, and as the doubled-up soldiers were always getting up and walking off to other parts of the ground, Alice soon came to the conclusion that it was a very difficult game indeed. The players all played at once without waiting for turns, quarrelling all the while and fighting for the hedgehogs. And in a very short time the Queen was in a furious passion and went stamping about and shouting,
"Off with his head!"
or
"Off with her head!"
about once in a minute. Alice began to feel very uneasy. To be sure, she had not as yet had any dispute with the Queen, but she knew that it might happen any minute.
"And then,"
thought she,
"what would become of me? They're dreadfully fond of beheading people here. The great wonder is that there's anyone left alive."
She was looking about for some way of escape and wondering whether she could get away without being seen, when she noticed a curious appearance in the air. It puzzled her very much at first, but after watching it a minute or two, she made it out to be a grin. And she said to herself,
"It's the Cheshire Cat. Now I shall have somebody to talk to."
"How are you getting on?"
said the cat as soon as there was mouth enough for it to speak with. Alice waited till the eyes appeared and then nodded.
"It's no use speaking to it,"
she thought,
"till its ears have come, or at least one of them."
In another minute the whole head appeared, and then Alice put down her flamingo and began an account of the game, feeling very glad she had someone to listen to her. The cat seemed to think that there was enough of it now in sight, and no more of it appeared.
"I don't think they play at all fairly,"
Alice began in rather a complaining tone.
"And they all quarrel so dreadfully, one can't hear oneself speak. And they don't seem to have any rules in particular. At least, if there are, nobody attends to them. And you've no idea how confusing it is, all the things being alive. For instance, there's the arch I've got to go through next, walking about at the other end of the ground. And I should have croqueted the Queen's hedgehog just now, only it ran away when it saw mine coming."
"How do you like the Queen?"
said the cat in a low voice.
"Not at all,"
said Alice.
"She's so extremely..."
Just then she noticed that the Queen was close behind her, listening. So she went on,
"Likely to win, that it's hardly worthwhile finishing the game."
The Queen smiled and passed on.
"Who are you talking to?"
said the King, coming up to Alice and looking at the cat's head with great curiosity.
"It's a friend of mine, a Cheshire Cat,"
said Alice.
"Allow me to introduce it."
"I don't like the look of it at all,"
said the King.
"However, it may kiss my hand if it likes."
"I'd rather not,"
the cat remarked.
"Don't be impertinent,"
said the King.
"And don't look at me like that."
He got behind Alice as he spoke.
"A cat may look at a king,"
said Alice.
"I've read that in some book, but I don't remember where."
"Well, it must be removed,"
said the King very decidedly, and he called to the Queen, who was passing at the moment.
"My dear, I wish you would have this cat removed."